Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
You are listening to the National Obsession, a National League football podcast with me, Charlie Baker, and John Cadogan, covering the complete National League, even the games that don't take place, which is quite a lot, John.
Quite a lot.
Quite a lot of people just, I'm not playing this week, not playing, but our non-linear foresight has come true, John.
This is about as non-linear as it gets, isn't it?
I'm all for it.
Just teams that's not even playing anymore. And we're suddenly going to play them all in April. We're just going to play all the games.
April's going to be brilliant. Easter weekend. Eight games each.
Yeah.
That you shouldn't find out who you're playing or where you're playing until the day.
Until you turn up.
Because who can play today? Well, we can play if you want. Well, you're in Hartlepool. And we're in Dover. That's all right. Right? What time's kickoff? We don't know. No one's coming, are they? No one's coming to watch it.
No.
It's only the players, so they may as well just do that.
Yeah, that's a very good
point. In the middle
of
the night, John.
Like the vaccinations. 24-hour vaccinations is being considered. 24-hour football.
Yes.
3 a.m. Solihull versus Woking. Go.
3 a.m. Eternal. KLF. KLF is going to rock you. 3 a.m. KLF are the people who burnt £1 million.
Yeah. Why did they do that? It's because they could?
For an art project.
Right.
Then they could have bought Talk United. And instead, they burnt £1 million. Which is the biggest waste of money, John? You decide.
Speaking of buying Talk United,
are we doing that?
Well, sort of. You mentioned it. It's my birthday at the end of this week,
I'm angling
for a couple of cards.
The first bit of angling on this podcast.
But I thought I always on my birthday. I don't know why. I never play it throughout the rest of the 51 weeks of the year, but I always play the lottery on my birthday. I always just figure. As John Pemberton would say.
I always play Sad Cafe, Every Day Hurts.
No, I always play the lottery. As John Pemberton say, just need a little bit of luck. And I sort of figured I'm going to try it this year. It's a milestone birthday. I'm going to play the lottery. And I was thinking, cause I think it's quite a big jackpot at the moment. It's about 20 million or something.
Is it?
How much would I spend on Talk United? Would I buy them outright? Would I just give them a little bit? Go on, treat yourselves. Or
outright, John.
Just buy
Cadogan's,
it.
Cadogan's bench. Cadogan's cottage.
I don't like the sound of that, actually,
not sure about
to be honest.
Sounds wrong. A lottery ticket is a very good birthday present.
It's a nice birthday present, isn't it? Doesn't need a lot of thought.
Not a lot of thought. You look like you've had a great fun. But also, it's a pound, John. It's a pound.
It's a pound.
£2 now for the lottery, isn't
it? But it could be your ticket to... You know, eternal happiness.
How furious would you be, John, if you gave someone you didn't really like a birthday card with a lottery ticket as a joke and then they won £20 million?
You never saw them again, living in the Bahamas.
and they bought Exeter City and got Exeter City to the Premier League. Oh,
yeah. Well, thankfully, I don't know any Exeter fans. So,
by the way, on the John Pemberton front, we know he's had a streak of bad luck, John, hasn't he? We know that is a few of his business.
Yeah, because he'd started, his last thing was it was a Dover to Calais haulage business, wasn't it? I think
he's on to a winner now, though. He's just got into hampers for children who don't get lunch. He's just got into it, John.
Okay, that's good.
He's heard there's big profits in it. Yeah, big profit margins.
Well, it's a good time to be doing that.
Good time to be getting into it. He thinks he can just like skim off the top, he's thinking.
Well, because if you'd watched the FA Cup coverage over the last week, the third round of the FA Cup, of course, Stockport County of the National League, in third Jimmy round Gowen. Action against West Ham. And you sent
you
me
mean
that.
Champions elect, John, of the National League.
Still fourth, by the way. yes, Jim Gannon refused to be interviewed by Sky after the match because they failed to fix his broken Sky TV box. And he did speculate whether John Pemberton's new job as a Sky repairman got off to a bad start.
In the call centre. Hello. I'll take your name, please. Jay Gannon. All right. All right. Where do you live? Stockport. Okay. Do you know what? Jim Gannon went up, in my estimation, an awful lot, John, when I read that, because I'm here for that level of pettiness.
It's very petty, isn't it?
I'm absolutely here for it, though. I'm absolutely here for that. That is the sort of thing, they say footballers and football isn't down to earth anymore. That's the sort of thing I want.
It's lovely.
Can we have an interview? No, why not? Because I tried to get a decent, I tried to get a decent level of interest when I was buying a van. I wanted to pay £100-120 a week when I'm on the tools. And actually, Vanarama wouldn't give me the rate I wanted. That's the sort of thing you could expect. I'd like that.
But yes, there has been some. Have you been following the National League clubs in the FA Cup?
The what? Oh, the National League.
The National League. Chorley?
Chorley.
Do you enjoy watching them?
I watched a bit of that. I watched a bit of that.
I saw that.
Johnny, we are covering other teams. Let people moan. Look.
Did you see their ground was named Victory Park? That's quite a bold move, isn't it?
It's like the New York Stadium in Rotherham, isn't it? It's like, this is not New York, is it? Rotherham is about as far from New York as you can get.
Who else? National? Oh, no, it's just Marine, wasn't it? They're not really in the National League. They're too low for us.
Massively low. Christ. We don't follow losers like that. I like that our coverage of other teams there consisted of you going, did you watch Chorley? Yep. That was it.
that was about the level we aspire to. And Crawley, of course. How did he feel about Crawley?
Creepy Crawley, aren't they? I hate. They're my new least favourite.
Everybody else was rejoicing in that upset and I was just stewing. I watched the game and every time they mentioned, it's like Jonathan Pearce, do you want to mention the Torquay 5, Crawley 6 anymore? They kept on mentioning it. Shut up!
They robbed us as well. They robbed us that day, you know, and it was just so annoying, aren't they? I think they're getting up there in my top three least favourite teams.
I don't like John Yems either.
I'd love to replace them in the Football League.
Awful man. Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen.
They're going to be mid-table, aren't they?
So. Yeah. And the season's going to be null and voided.
No, so John! John, don't say it, John! You think it is, John?
Well, I don't know. Look, we do. Are you still there?
I'm listening. Oh, yeah, sorry. John, for the first time in my life, I'm listening to what you've got to say. There was silence. No one was chipping in. No one was going, okay, folks. Learn from the best.
We are obviously we do. I know we sound like a couple of mugs, but we do get the odd bit of inside info here and there. And as far as we understand, I think that is being discussed, that possibility.
John, don't say it, John, because people will think they'll take it as
well. Look, it's not.
And they'll run with it.
That's not definite, but that's what we've heard.
Oh, John, we've got one bit of information, haven't we, from earlier in the season?
Yeah.
That we're not allowed to say out loud, but it's one of the most gutting pieces of news heard in a long, long time. And we can't say it now, and I want to say it now, John, and we can't say it.
It was slightly pointless even mentioning it, wasn't it, really?
I know, but I just like people to know that I know something.
Hey, if you're listening to this,
if you bump into us at some point, and you say on the ice and you are a foff, we will tell you. That'll be behind the Patreon, John.
Yeah, there you go.
If we ever charged for this. I know you don't want to make any money out of it. But, you know. Yeah, go on then. Give it what's coming up in the podcast, John.
Well, in the podcast this week, I mean, I'm not going to
in
the Poos letter. I'm not going to bring you up to date with every single result that happened because we've not been on for a while, and there's been a lot of results. I'll just give you a brief sort of squiz around what's happened.
Yeah, look it up yourself.
Look it up yourself if you're that interested. I think we're going to chat to Roger and Brian. I think because obviously since we've been off, we've gone back into lockdown again. Mm-hmm. We had the fans, and now we don't have the fans. Roger and Brian, obviously furious. I think we're going to see what they made of it. What else is going on? We've got lots of letters. We might have a bit of talky corner. I think we're going to get the inside track on Talk United's new signing.
Oh, yes. That's good, actually. We're going to speak to Kevin Day, aren't we?
Crystal Palace fan. Brilliant comedian.
And he's also got really lot of inside knowledge of Crystal Palace. So yeah. I expect we'll get like a proper... I'm hoping, you know, we're going to call him, but I hope we get like a proper in-depth look at Rob Street.
Writer for Have I Got News For You?
The Word on Rob Street.
Yes.
and other streets. Beat the Street.
I liked Where the Streets Have the Main. That was very good.
Yeah, that was excellent.
I was trying to work something up with Ben House, the Eastleigh striker, in the middle of our street. Rob Street.
God. Ben House. If he tackles through the middle of our street. Well done, John.
I couldn't make it work, but there you go. The pro,
we've done it.
The pro saved it.
We've done it.
And yeah, we've got some letters, and I think we've got a little bit of a musical number as well.
Oh, that's nice, John. Yeah. I always like those.
Yeah.
Hey, look, by the way, I know we got letters, but we'll say it later on, but we had lots of nice feedback from the Christmas episodes. So
didn't we just? I was going to come on to that. The reviews are
A lot of people saying they enjoyed the Christmas story this year.
I've seen the words best one ever bandied around.
Well, I mean, of the four, yes.
I think what we've seen each time is an improvement.
Forward to next year's now, aren't you, already?
Yeah.
Start chipping away at it.
Start working away. Right, well, look, let's work out
what's
happened since we were last on, because it has been a while. Well, it feels like there's not been any National League games for a few weeks. We're having to go back quite a long way now.
There's been some, hasn't there?
Yeah.
Like now and again. It's a bit bitty, isn't it?
It is a bit all over the place. Obviously,
and they're all like mid-table clashes that don't really matter.
The night before we went out, of course, last time, with Hartlepool 4, Stockport 0, which was always a good bit of fun. Hartlepool have put together a really good run since we were last on. They're suddenly charging up the table a bit, which is interesting to see. So there might be another team in the mix there, up into second now.
That's what we want, though, John. We want diluting.
Mm.
Diluting that sort of playoff area. We want them all beating each other is what we want now.
No, absolutely. Altrincham held Stockport County on Boxing Day to a 1-1 draw. And then Altrincham also did us a favour by drawing with Sutton the other night, didn't they, as well?
When you say us, do you mean the National League, John?
Talk United is what I mean.
Oh,
yes.
You mean the Gulls, I believe they're called.
So I think Altrincham are our new second favourite team. Absolutely smashing it.
Come on, you Alts.
That's the fifth now. Good old Altrincham. Go on, lads.
Yeah, go on then. Have we played them yet, John?
No, I don't think so. No, I don't think we have.
Let's leave until let's wait. 3 points.
Over Christmas as well, Aldershot and Woking played twice. Aldershot beat Woking twice over Christmas, which was a good bit of
fun. Hammered them, John, didn't they? Aldershot. Imagine being hammered by Aldershot.
Yeah.
Ugh. I mean, being so embarrassing for Woking, that. Absolutely embarrassing.
Notts County dropped loads of points over Christmas as well.
Right. Good news.
Which was good. They lost at home to Hartlepool. And they dropped a little bit.
I like it that when we get actually into talking about the National League, we both go, oh, God, what is it?
Can't be bothered. Oh. Really can't be bothered. And the other story, I mean, Yeovil will probably come to in Torquay Corner that
good
happened.
Good luck to them. Well, December was disappointing, wasn't it? The whole of December, you know, was sort of the whole of the Christmas New Year period was wonky, wasn't it?
It was a bit, but yeah, Yeovil have won 4 out of 5. They only lost that one against us on Boxing Day, 6-1. The other story really is Barnet. Barnet. Okay. Tim Flowers' bounce has not happened at all. They are now 23rd.
As well. Yeah, brilliant.
Tim Flowers' dead cat bounce. He's just a dead cat. I think that's what he just turned up with.
Dead cat.
Maybe Tim Flowers and his dead cat.
Playing up front.
Maybe it was a dead mink bounce, one of John Pemberton's.
John Pemberton's minks. got a couple of mink for scouting. John Pemberton is now scouting for Barnet. Got some players.
This is his new job. And Sutton as well, as we mentioned.
One of not the other playing big a lot, results. Are they, John?
Not playing a lot, but when they do, Altrincham scored a... this was on Saturday, on the weekend just gone, wasn't it? Altrincham scored a last-minute equaliser.
Yeah.
2-2. So they're still up there with us as well.
See, that's what we need. Them all to be beating each other, chipping away little points here and there. You know, and then we need to start winning some games.
So that was slightly scattergun, but Talk United still top is the end result.
It's the takeaway from that.
Still
it
top,
was
38
was 11 points. It's now 8 points, isn't it?
Second, Hartlepool on the same 8 points difference down to there. Then Sutton in third. They're 3 games behind us, but 11 points behind us. Then Stockport, Altrincham, Halifax and Notts County make up the rest of the playoffs. And Weymouth, Barnet and Dover, the bottom three. Now, we'd mentioned null and void earlier.
Yes.
And look, as we
We've
said...
We've not even played half the games, John, have we?
So the information we're getting is that because we haven't played enough of the season to do a points per game calculation yet. And it would be a little bit gutting, you know, you've got to say. But, you know, at the same time, you've got Dover have played 6 games, 7 games less than most of the other teams. It is a slightly
it would be
ridiculous
gutting, John,
situation
but not
now.
As gutting as half the people in the country dying. So, you know...
No.
That would be a lot more going. So we do understand it, and it would be gutting, but it would be the most Talky thing ever.
It'd be
You just have to go, do you know what? We just have to hope to be able to keep the squad together and, as they say, go again.
Well, what we were told is that it depends on the case numbers, doesn't it? And if the case numbers start to go down, then hopefully things will carry on.
It would be led from the top, wouldn't it? It would be led from the top of the elite. If the Premier League goes down, the Championship goes down, then National League's not going to carry on, is it? You know, so
you might see a bit of a break, I suppose, but I don't
Who
know.
Who knows, John?
Don't know.
It's a possibility, isn't it? It's a possibility. We just have to go. Okay, well that's that. We're still in the National League.
Right.
We can never escape.
Happy 30th birthday.
Happy birthday.
Cheers.
This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
A38's not as busy as it normally is, Roger.
Is it A38? A380?
A38, or is it A30? One of the two, isn't it? Anyway, nice to... I think it's just up here. Seal Hone. Here it is, Seal Hone. Roger, please stay 2 metres away from me, thank you.
Oh, it's all right, Brian. I got my 2 metre stick. I it's hold it out this. Wherever I walk, and if people come near me, I prod them until they get back.
Here we are. I think it's just up here. I can hear him.
The Torquay United training ground, that is. Seal
there
Hone.
It is, Torquay United SC Seal Hone. There we are. I've missed him.
I've missed having a good old moan, to be honest. That's why I'm pleased we got outside for our permitted exercise. Yeah. Got for a moan.
We've had our vaccine, so we're all right, aren't we?
I've had my vaccine. It's all gone very well. I had my second dose. All looking good.
I'm looking good. No
real side effects, but I have become a Wi-Fi hotspot.
Oh, really? That's
all
bloody Bill
local
Gates.
Kids keep logging on to me. Bloody Bill Gates!
Bloody hell, Bill Gates!
Bloody Gates, you bastard!
Bloody hell! Bloody hell, Bill! Right, it's just up here. They are. I can see them doing shooting practice. Here we are.
Oh, yeah.
Here we are.
Probably miss.
Yeah, here we are. Oh, God. Who's in goal? Probably both of them. Right. Bloody hell, Amir! Oh, that's better. That feels good.
Is it getting out of the system, isn't it? It builds up after a couple of weeks. Builds up after a couple of weeks, doesn't it? Not moaning. You've just got to get it out.
Here, I've got 5 bars up here.
Bloody McDonald chocolate wrists. Threw in their goals against Weymouth.
Bloody hell! Bloody hell! Bloody shoot! Bloody hell, Amir!
Bloody Rob Street, 30 seconds I've looked at him. Hopeless!
Hopeless, get it, pull him off!
Send him back, Johnson!
Send him junk, more rubbish!
Get Robin Stubbs in!
Bloody Stubbs would have put that bloody street in a mirror. Bloody hell! We're allowed here, actually, officer. We're on our walk.
We've only come 5 miles.
We've walked from Torquay. It's only 5 miles. Bloody hell! Bloody hell!
I better go, Brian. We're being arrested.
I'm just get, can I just stand a bit nearer to you? I've got to download some stuff. Bloody Bill Gates! Bloody hell!
The National Obsession.
Troll City was on.
Ivor, it's John here from the National Obsession podcast.
Who?
It's John here from the National Obsession.
Who?
We are we're the world's top National League podcast.
What? I listened to that other one. There's a new one. It's a couple of nice lads brought a new one out. I've been listening to that.
Well, you're very welcome to go on their podcast if you want.
No, nope.
You'd rather do that.
No, nope. Anyway, what do you want? We're not playing football at the moment, well, so I was selling PPI.
Not PPE.
PPE. PPE as well. I do PPE and PPI.
All the vowels.
All the vowels. I go, and I'm very good at Scrabble. I do PPI. Have you ever been a victim of a crime? No, it's not that one, is it? PPI is... No, it's
you've been missold.
Been missold it? I'm going to sell it to you if you bloody want. Pound.
Well, you haven't been missold it.
Pound.
Would you like it?
Would you like to be missold it and then a claim? I'll missell it to you for a pound and you can bloody claim.
See, that's why I was calling you, Ivor. Not
got
for,
there
not
in the
for,
end of
me. We did. It was a joint effort. We got there. I wasn't calling you for PPI.
I was
going to see what's going on with Truro at the moment. Cause
do you want to buy a face mask? Truro City face mask. Pound.
No.
I got a vaccine, Truro City vaccine here.
This was going to be one of my questions. Has there been a Cornish vaccine?
Yeah,
everyone else has done.
Bloody bit of Rattler. Put that in your veins. That'll sort it right out. Hey, what do you want? I'm very busy.
Does it work?
No. What do you expect for a pound? He's not playing any bloody football. What do you want?
Well, this is what I was going to ask. How are you coping with no football on at the moment?
At least we got the fish into... Oh, no, that's falling apart as well. Yeah. Oh, well. They're shutting Cornwall down.
You must be delighted with the
they're
Brexit
shutting the whole
Brexit
thing
deal.
Down. The Brexit deal, we got what we wanted.
Yeah.
Nothing. Everyone's coming down, living in their bloody holiday homes.
Mm.
Should be a tax on that pound. Is that it? Is that all you wanted?
I think
we peaked at the PPI, PPE
so.
Stuff.
Just
cheerio. Bye now.
The National Obsession.
You're listening to the National Obsession. And, how does he even... I've changed that number twice. Right. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, gosh.
Baker, you bastard. Is that you?
Is this Roger or Brian?
It's not Roger or Brian or or Ivor Dude Nate.
Who is this?
It's the hearse here. You bloody know it's the hearse. It's really the hearse. You're connected to the hearse. Hello from the hearse. Now sponsored.
Call me.
Sponsored by the new National League podcast on the side of my hearse there.
Oh, yeah.
They paid for a bit of sponsorship on my hearse. Lovely lads.
Lovely lads coming up in the world, aren't they?
Really nice. Unlike you, Baker, you bastard. Never supported
don't swear.
Me at all.
Can you not swear, please?
Well, I better apologise for swearing because I have got... I'm absolutely nose to tail in mourners, Baker.
That doesn't sound very respectful.
Busy time. Sorry, that there. Yes, you know, you're absolutely right, Baker. That wasn't very respectful. I do apologise. No.
Show a bit of respect, please.
I'm
very
absolutely...
Sad time.
I can't stop. I'm constantly between the crematorium... The church.
I hope you're wearing a face mask.
The house.
And you're suitably
respectful. I'm wearing, Baker, one of them plastic shields.
Oh.
But I've painted it black for maximum respect. And it's, you might be able to foresee a bit of a problem with that. I can't see where I'm bloody going.
No, right, yeah. Careful of that.
So I'm working on a solution.
There's not a lot else on the road, is
I've had
there?
To, so no, I've had to cut a couple of eye holes in it.
Oh.
It's defeated the point completely.
So you're busy then, are you?
Anyway, Baker, I'm very busy. It's all kicking off, as you might have seen in the news. But the good thing is I'm absolutely coining it in.
Oh, this doesn't sound very respectful.
Well, I do apologise back there. I know you're having a bit of a hard time back there, but,
people,
you know, things are good for me.
Expensive thing, a funeral.
I've got a solid gold. Right. I've bought a solid gold house.
All right. Well, yeah. Solid gold house?
Yeah, solid gold house.
No, no, No such thing exists.
It's I bloody bought it, Baker. It does exist. I've built it. Gampton.
Gampton, is it?
Yeah,
Gampton. Solid gold house.
Solid gold house, right in the middle of Gampton.
Sounds very good. Right, what do you want anyway?
Well, I just wanted to say that I'm absolutely coining it in. I've bought my solid gold house. It's all going very well for me, and I've made so much money, I'm going to buy Torquay United. Nah, yes, I am.
This isn't true.
It's a lifelong dream. It's a dream come true for me, to be honest. And the first thing I will do is give Gary Johnson his P45 out. Get out. Out of the club. Is that Roger O'Brien?
Who are you going to put in charge? Let me guess.
Well, there's only... Well, if I can convince him to come back, because he was treated so shabbily last time by the moronic members of the Yellow Army. Yeah. Couldn't see a good manager if he slapped him in the face or threw coffee over him. I'm going to try and tempt back the one and only Mr. Gary Hours. We'll see what happens there.
Welcome,
watch this space.
Welcome to Immerse. Goodbye.
The National Obsession.
You're listening to The National Obsession, and it's time for Talky Corner.
Bromley, Eastleigh, Dover,
Altrincham,
Dover,
Kingsland, Woking,
Kingsland, Maidenhead, Solihull Moors, Stockport,
Weymouth,
Yeovil, Chesterfield, Hartlepool, Dagenham, Borehamwood, Halifax, Willesden, Wrexham, Sutton,
Stockport.
Maybe not a talking podcast.
Talky United.
Since we're last on, we had two games against Yeovil, 6-1 at home on Boxing Day, which was just brilliant. And then we lost sometime after New Year, wasn't it? Not so good.
Yeah.
Two goals in the last 2 minutes. Much fun.
Yeah, that was inevitable though, John, wasn't it? It was inevitable. We do that 3 or 4 times a season, every single season. If you're a Torquay United fan, you are used to losing in the 88th and 92nd minute. It's just how
it
goes.
It's just a fact.
It's going to happen, and you have to just suck it up and get on with it. It was to Yeovil.
We said all the way along, we've had enough 90th minute winners. Eventually,
yes,
that's going to come back and bite us, because it just does. Yeah. In between Christmas and New Year, we beat Weymouth somehow, tried to lose, still won.
Yeah, we should try to lose.
Was that 4-3? 4-3? Can't remember. 3-2.
3-2, wasn't it? And a lovely bit of S housing. We do look a bit light, I will say that, without Danny Wright. I don't know why. I mean, he's good, isn't he? He's really, really good.
He's out now
for a while.
Yeah.
Got a few injuries now, haven't we? He's injured.
He's going to be
Andrew
more
Nelson
than...
Andrew Nelson like never going to play.
Nah. I mean, Wright doesn't score that many, sort of, comparatively, but it's more than just his goals, isn't it? It's his all-round...
Dressing room, I reckon, in the
link-up
dressing room.
Play.
Strength.
So he's brought in Rob Street, as we mentioned.
Yes, of course.
From Crystal Palace, who looks like, on paper, sort of fits the bill, 6'3", looks like a sort of big lad.
And all the goals I saw Matty Hayward wrote a good piece on Talky Talk. They're a Talk United blog thing. If that's your team, then maybe go and find them. Matty Hayward writes very nicely, and he put some clips on of some Rob Street goals, and they were all, none of them were headers or anything. It was all on the ground, and he looks big and quick. But I don't follow Crystal Palace, so I don't know, John.
Thankfully, we know someone who does. A veteran, could you say veteran comedian? Is that harsh?
I don't know where you draw the line at not being a veteran. So you know.
But he's been on the circuit for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
And he also is a writer for I've Got News For You.
What's he a writer for?
I've just turned into Bruce Forsyth, very brief.
I've got news for you. It's nice to see you.
He is, of course, a writer on Have I Got News For You. Loads of other things. I think League of Their Own he does.
Brilliant comedian in his own right. But a huge Palace fan.
And a huge Crystal Palace fan of probably 40-odd years. Followed them up and down the country, thick and thin.
Yep.
If anybody's going to know about Rob Street, it's Kevin Day. Kevin has very kindly sent us a voice note And
which I can imagine, John, is a detailed, in-depth analysis.
We're just going to tell us everything we need to know about Rob Street in the way that only Kevin could. So, Kevin, what sort of player is Rob Street?
Tall.
Right. Pretty big.
Yeah, I mean,
okay.
Anything else you need to know? I mean,
don't need to know anything
pretty
else.
Pretty much it, isn't it?
Really.
Covers all bases.
Covers it. Well done. There we are. This is the National Obsession. I forgot the name of the podcast. This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
You are listening to the National Obsession, and it's time for Letters from a Listener.
When you go, will you send back a letter from a listener?
Any letters, John?
Yes, we have.
Woo, how many?
Three.
Three? That's
three
a few,
letters.
I would say.
Daisy yes. Seller. Gets in touch.
Hello, Daisy.
A new correspondent, Daisy,
hey, Daisy
Seller.
On the ice to you, Daisy.
Does she sell daisies? Is
or
she
is
a daisy seller?
Is it a person who sells daisies?
Yeah.
Let's hope we find out.
It says, Dear Charlie and Joan, on the isolation.
On the ice.
Hello from a first-time emailer who, having been introduced to the pod letter in February by Foff 15.
Ah.
Foff 15 is Liam Connolly,
oh,
who's
Liam's
gone
been
very quiet recently.
Showing off. Liam's been showing off that he knows about a podcast.
But having been introduced to the pod letter in February by Foff 15, I've completed the National Obsession over the last few months.
Yes.
Culminating with the Christmas episode on Christmas Eve. She's completed it. Completed it,
wow-wee.
Mate. Wow, she's done it.
I mean, imagine her joy at hearing that final Christmas. She's waded through the other three, John. She's got to the end and gone, wow.
But here's even better news. I'm a lifelong Altrincham FC fan.
Yes.
Come
this
on,
is great
Altrincham.
News. We cover, we love Altrincham. We cover the whole National League, you see, John.
Yeah. And anyone who says otherwise, there's your proof. See you in court. And I can't quite believe our current position in the league, even though you predicted we'd be in Newton Abbott FC. I think we did.
We did say that. That's cruel.
Could still happen.
I feel bad about that
could
now.
Could still happen.
I've
got to stand by your prediction.
Anyway, carry on. I've been to Altrincham a few seasons ago.
I've driven through Altrincham. Does that count? I wanted to thank you for keeping me entertained throughout this strange and challenging year. I work at one of the biggest hospitals in Manchester and listen on my walks to and from work, and it really does help distract me from the craziness of the NHS right now. Well, Daisy.
We're clapping. We're standing on our front porch.
If
we're clapping.
If we were all still doing that, we'd be clapping for you.
Yeah, I hope you just get a massive pay rise.
Yes.
And people don't have to clap for you anymore.
That would be nice, wouldn't it?
Hey, Hal, that's awesome, Daisy. Thank you so
fantastic.
Much for getting in touch.
Oh, she
and we now have a new fondness for Altrincham FC.
She doesn't stop there.
Oh, my goodness me.
She says, as I've been listening, there have been many things I thought about writing in about, like my disappointment at the lack of coverage of the North, particularly during the second season of the podcast.
Yes.
Well, yeah, that's true.
That's
but
true.
She also thought, I would share my National League registration plate with you. It's A17YFC.
Is that hers?
Yeovil FC.
Oh, A17YFC. Oh, YFC, yes,
Yeovil FC. I bought this off ex-Altrincham player Colin Potts about 12 years ago when he was selling it over Facebook.
Oh, this is fantastic.
Initially.
Why has she bought Yeovil FC?
I don't know, it must mean something to her. It must mean something to her. Initially, he wanted an extortionate amount, which I could never spend on a reg plate, but I waited and eventually posted his final price, and I went for it. On the ice, in the bay, up the Robins, Merry Christmas, Daisy. Great email,
is that,
Daisy.
Is that not Alti? That's A17. No, it's Alti. That's Altrincham.
Alti FC.
John.
Yes.
It's Alti FC. Why would it be Yeovil FC?
Well, I thought it was just a coincidence.
No, she smashed it, John.
No, you're right.
Daisy's
it's
done
Alti
awesome.
FC.
It's Alti FC. You are not versed in the ways of personalised registration.
I just can't see it. I'm sorry you didn't waste your money, Daisy. I'm sure
it'll look great.
Great.
Alti FC, and she's paid for it and she's bought it
on
her NHS massive wages. What are we clapping for her for, John?
she's
splurging
plate.
Her money out on the flipping old TFC registration.
Does Daisy deserve a FOF number?
She is at NHS.
She is in
she?
The NHS.
I think
she
one
is
more letter.
Basically
we'll,
saving our lives
for
at the
being
moment.
NHS, we'll chip off one letter.
Wow, how generous. On the ice, Daisy, what a lovely letter.
Yeah, lovely
great
stuff.
Great stuff. Lovely Graham Gozens gets in touch.
All right, Graham. Good food, mate.
Cool Yule to you both. He says, what a Christmas. A Bri in the rain. A Bri in the rain playing carols on my Vuvuzela.
Yes, mate. All right.
I couldn't help noticing who were the biggest scorers in the National League, mentioning no names.
It's but a talking, long walk to freedom.
Talking of Talk United, my television reviewing has thrown up another non-TUFC TV programme in King Gary. Apparently it's not yes. what the pop side shouts and the manager has made a poor substitution decision.
Ah, lovely stuff. Big Tom Davis.
He is in that, isn't
King
he?
Gary. It's his. He writes it.
There you go. And finally, Mark
lovely.
Ridley.
On the ice
on the
you.
Ice, Graham. New Zealand Ridley gets in touch again.
Ah, good
fantastic
stuff.
Fantastic correspondence.
All these people have got Foff numbers, haven't they, John?
He has, yeah. Mark's yeah, Foff, stuff, yeah. 33. All right. He says good there's numbers. Been much discussion over how the league should finish if COVID causes its suspension. PPG does not seem radical enough. I'm completely indifferent to Torquay. Yeah, I don't think he's a Torquay fan. But feel they should have some advantage if the National League stops their form.
Sorry, John. Imagine if you were completely indifferent to Torquay United and yet you'd continued with this podcast.
Stuck with it. He appreciates the non-Torquay content.
Exactly. Very good, yeah.
He gets it. But I do feel Torquay should have some advantage if the league stops. Therefore, I propose that the National League should be decided by, firstly, the hardest seagull. If the sides could still not be separated, then largest cod landed. This certainly does give an advantage to Torquay and pretty much prevents a relegation of Weymouth. All the best, Mark Ridley. Oh. I don't think, do they catch a lot of fish in Weymouth? I don't think they do they?
I love that song. They catch a lot of fish in Weymouth. Isn't it from the 70s? Is it Jackson Brown? Or...
Well, Mark just giving away his lack of knowledge of the fish industry there,
yeah,
I think.
The fisheries. Yeah. Go back to episode about 10 ago for the fishing episode, of course, John. Lovely letter there from Newton and Ridley. Thank you, Newton and Ridley. On the ice to you.
Thank you, everybody.
Foffs. Thank you to all the Foffs getting in touch and on the old Twitter and all the old letters we get. Do send us a letter. What's the email address, John?
It's nationalobsession@gmail.com.
Yeah, and we're on at NatObsPod, or go onto iTunes, leave a lovely 5-star review and write something nice. Some people have done that. Mm. That's very nice of you. Thank you very
much. Thank you.
Helps us. And tell a friend. That's always nice. Tell a friend like people have been doing. That's always good. And that's it, John, for another week.
It's almost it. Because, as you'll have heard in this episode, we've been talking a lot about the possible suspension, maybe null and voiding, of the National League season, which would, of course, amongst other teams, leave Torquay United exactly where we have been for the last 5 years, still in the National League.
Notts County thinking they'd just buy their way out of it, Stockport County thinking they'd walk the league this year, Wrexham being in the same division for 12 to 13 years now, John.
It would leave everybody where they are. In many senses, maybe it's a Hotel California style situation, or Hotel Vanarama. So, of course, I've had nothing else to do over Christmas, so I thought I'd write it.
Lovely stuff.
I have just realised I forgot to trim down the intro a bit.
It's a long intro.
It's a really long intro.
Yeah, great song, though. Love
I'm
going to
caveat.
The Eagles.
Let me just caveat this, because I've got time to. I don't know the song that well. Yes. On a dark northern motorway, cool wind in my hair, warm smell of the ginsters rising up through the air. Up ahead in the distance, I saw some knackered floodlights, a dodgy tannoy and a rusted turnstile, and some guys with frostbite. Stewart stood in the doorway, football behind him looked dull, and I was thinking to myself, this could be Wrexham or be Sully Hull. Welcome to the Hotel Panorama. God, it's really high.
Yeah.
Such a lovely place, you'll sink without a trace. Plenty of room in the Hotel Panorama.
Just helping you out.
Any time of year, games get called off here. Last thing I remember, oh, there's more.
There's more.
At the lead to trapdoor, I have to find the passage back to the division I was in before.
I'm enjoying how high.
Relax, said John Pemberton. Don't even dare to believe, cause you can piss the league anytime you like, but you can never leave. That'll do.
Very, very good, John. I really... Welcome to the Hotel Panorama.
Why is it
lovely,
so high?
Mate. Really high, because it's all... It has to be high, because they sing in harmonies, don't they, John?
It's true. It's a good solo, isn't it?
Great solo there. Great solo. Great song. That's it, John.
That's it.
On the ice to you.
On the ice.
Cheerio.
Cheerio.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.